Amen. Today's message is share Jesus. Tell your neighbor, share Jesus. Slap them and say, share Jesus. But not like that, right? That was a pretty funny video. I thought it was pretty funny. Because sometimes it's a little awkward sometimes, you know. It's a little awkward to share our faith, or sometimes, you know. I have this neighbor, and I don't know if he speaks completely English. I'm always trying to chase him down, but he always seems to run inside the house. I just want to talk to him, man. And I know I look pretty scary sometimes with all my tattoos and everything, so I don't know if he thinks I'm trying to rob him or something. But we're going to go Matthew 28, verse 16. And this is called, we call it the good news, right? When we share Jesus, it's called the good news. What happens when you get a good news? You tell everybody, right? When you have a great news. I'll put it like this. What happens if you were ever to hit the jackpot? You'd be that quiet, huh? I think not. You'd probably be yelling all crazy, going all wild, running back and forth, high-fiving everybody, right? That's right. Probably be breaking stuff in your house because you don't care, right, anymore? All the old stuff that is broke down anyways, you'd probably be throwing it across the room. Probably be acting like Oprah. You get a car. Everybody gets a car, right? Sorry, Oprah, if you're listening. But that's what happens when we have good news. And so I believe God wants to get us excited for his good news. Amen? His news is better than good news. Let's go to Matthew 28, 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of age." So this was right after Jesus came back from the dead, and he went to his disciples and he told them, share what I have done. Share it with the world. Go and share it with everybody. And he said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded. Now get this. It says here, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So Jesus said, all authority. Understand this. Everything in this world, everything, all authority, everything. Okay? He's the boss. He's the boss of this world. He owns everything. He owns all creation, the whole world, the universe, everything. Now get this, if you work at a job and your boss tells you, it's okay, you can do whatever you want to do, I got you, tell them that I sent you, right? So if your boss tells you, tell them that I sent you, okay? And you go to another place and they're like, well, you have no authority over here because this is where we work. And then you can say, my boss sent me. And they have to back off. This is what Jesus is saying. Okay, I own everything. All authority is under me. Everything in this world, I have authority of. And I'm giving it to you, and you tell them that I have sent you. See, somebody should have shouted right there, because everything, okay, it's all authority. So nothing is impossible for you. Understand that. God is telling you, you can go wherever in my name and proclaim and tell them that I have sent you. I am God. Everything belongs to me. And they will have to deal with me if they don't let you. Amen? So all authority, everything that Jesus did, okay, everything that Jesus did, he's saying, you can do it in my authority, in my name. That's why when I pray for people that are sick, I say, in Jesus' name. Okay, because it's not by my might. Okay, understand this. It's not by my might that all sickness has to leave. But all sickness has to leave and they have to obey when you proclaim the name of Jesus by his authority. It's by him, his authority. Let's go to Mark 16. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 14. We're going to read verse 14 through 20. And it says, later Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get up, get well. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up in the heaven and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere. And the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. So he's telling all his disciples, right, that you will do the same thing that I did. You will pray for people. They will get healed. You will cast out demons. By my authority, I have sent you. You are representative of me, Jesus is saying. Now, I had a couple places that I had to go cast out demons and things within their houses. I've done that before. And this is what I made very clear, is that I not only wanted to do that, I can do that, but I wanted to teach them how to do it. Because if that's something that you had been dealing with it, understand this, okay? Just because I'm the preacher does not mean that I have more authority than you. Now, my job is to teach you so you can do it. My job is not to do it for you. Understand that you have power within yourself because you are a representative of the one who sent you. So you can do these things. When someone is sick, you can start praying for them. When things ain't going right in your life, you can start praying and speaking with authority that Christ gave you. See, this is the very reason why Jesus told me, Disciples Worship Center. Because he didn't only want to build another church, but he wanted to empower people to make disciples. You guys are the disciples of today. And you can say, well, you know what, I'm not really there yet. I'm not perfect. I got a lot of flaws. I cuss. I got this joke. It says, I cuss when I fart and I fart when I cuss. stinks, right? But God has given you the authority. He doesn't only want church members. He doesn't want everybody to come in and, oh, you know what? I can't really pray like pastor. I can't really. No. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Understand that. God does not respect. He's no respecter of a person. He loves you all. He wants to make disciples. He wants to empower you to you so you can live life more abundantly and also to be a blessing to others. So share Jesus. How do we share Jesus? We share him when we do an act of kindness. Every time you do something good, if you see somebody struggling, if you see somebody fall down, then pick them up, help them up. Any act of kindness, you're showing Jesus to people. You're sharing Jesus. Everywhere you go, you share Jesus. Now, I did this thing on Facebook, and I tagged a bunch of you guys on a picture just like that. It was a little different, but I tagged you guys, and I put on the bottom, I said, share this. Some of you guys shared it. Some of you guys didn't share it. And I understand maybe you didn't get on Facebook or anything or whatever it is. And then God began to speak to me. And we share a lot of things in this world. Okay? We share a lot of things in this world. We share little videos. We share little fight videos. We share pictures, little cats, cat videos, you know, all these things. And don't get me wrong, they're good. They're entertainment, you know. They serve their purpose. They're funny. But get this. If we share all these things, all right, how much more should we share Jesus? Amen? Think about it. Because just like that video, somebody, it could be your neighbor, it could be somebody you don't even like, or maybe they have a bad attitude, it stinks, okay? But maybe they need Jesus. Maybe they're hurting inside. You don't know what they've been dealing with. Maybe they're struggling. Like you can say, well, I don't know the whole Bible. You know what? It doesn't matter. God will give you certain things that you can do for your people. Now, my brother here, he shared his music. That blessed us. That blessed me. That's sharing Jesus, because even though he was a little, you know, man, I was a little scared, you know, I got to practice. I haven't done this in a long time, but he shared it. He pushed on through, and he shared it, and it blessed me. If anybody else, but it blessed me. And he was great. Amen, right? He was awesome. So he was sharing Jesus by the gifts that he gave them. And God has gifted every single one of you guys. And God has given you the authority and the power to pray for people, to you know, to rebuke demons, to the authority of life, to take it over. Live life. He has given you that. And so yesterday when we came in here, me and a couple brothers, we came in here and we were setting up stuff. And there was this older guy, right? There was this older guy. He was in the way and he was coming out of here. And so I stopped and I said, you know what? I'm going to go help them. I got out of my car because he could barely walk, you know, and he was trying to shut the gate. And he could barely walk. He was looking around and I was like, you know, can I help you, you know? And he's like, no, I'm leaving, you know. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll help you shut the gate. This guy was a giant. This guy was tall, man. As I walked forward, I looked up. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy is taller than I thought. And I was trying to help him with a fence. Okay, this guy didn't need help. He grabbed that fence like nothing, okay? This is older man, but he grabbed that, he picked it up, pulled it up. I was like, oh, all right. Walked over there. I was like, man, you know, I thought I was helping him. He could probably help me. but it's an act of kindness. I was telling my brother that I know these rappers, and they were doing a tour, and they rolled over their van, and they started believing God to bless them with another van so they could continue on their tour, and God did that. And while they were passing through Phoenix to Tucson, okay, understand this, these are Christian guys, but they look like thugs, okay? They're gangster. They're all tatted up everywhere, just, they look like a mob of gangsters. And so this lady, she had a flat on the freeway, almost rolled off her car and everything. She pulled over, she couldn't, you know, really fix it. And everybody was passing by, and no one was stopping, but they stopped. Now, these are the people that you probably would have thought, you know, that wouldn't stop. I'll take it a little further. I visit this big church, and it's a big, humongous church, and the preacher was all wild up, and he was good, and he gave a great message. And then when everybody was leaving, and I'm telling you, this church was big. When everybody was leaving, as they were leaving, there was somebody pushing down their car that it was broken in the intersection. And you see all these cars coming out of church, just passing them. Nobody would stop. What happened is everybody was too busy, too hungry, trying to get to Denny's because they had just got a good word, right? They were all fired up. Yeah, good word. They take off. We're missing the point. Everybody in that church should have stopped and helped that guy. So this church, what God has given me, you guys are the disciples. You guys are the disciples. God wants to deal with you. He wants to empower you. And you guys can share Jesus. Just by an act of kindness and helping somebody or inviting them to church, praying with them, whatever it might be. See, my brother Mike, I gave him a flyer. That's how I met him, out at Walmart. I gave him a flyer. Now, I passed out probably 200 flyers that day. I don't know. I was talking to everybody. I was chasing down everybody. This one lady said, she looked at me. I was like, coming towards her. She looked at me. She's like, I don't have no money. I said, neither do I. I said, I just want to give you a flyer. She got scared. She scared me. But it's amazing because God can do something, just even a little flyer. He can take that. And he can do a blessing. Not only did Mike needed to be in here, but we needed Mike to be in here. So he can work it both ways. God can do it both ways. All he needs is willing people to do his work. That's it. Not perfect people, just willing, a willing heart. That's the exact same way why I'm here. I'm not perfect. I'm just willing. God used me, and he uses me. In the weirdest ways, but he uses me. Psalms 34 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. What happens when you have something good? When you're eating something good, right? Some menudo, you're like, hey, look at this, taste it. Right? It's good. I'll take it farther. When I was in the world, I would drink a lot of vodka, all this hard liquor. I'd mix it up and I'd tell everybody, oh yeah, try this, it's good, it's good, try this, it's good. You're crazy, no, try it. Maybe some weed, right? Oh, try this, it's good. How much good is God though? That's good. Now, all the other things can give you that temporary high, that temporary feeling of satisfaction, but God will give you the long-lasting forever after this life is over. Good. Jesus is the real jackpot lottery, because we didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve it, but he did it all for us. So nothing is better, nothing in this world. This world, if you have cars, money, all these things are only but a breath away. When we die, it's gone. You can't take it. It's gone. But salvation will last forever. People need saving. They need a savior, and that's Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to understand this by a statistic point. If one person shared the gospel, just if one person shared the gospel with one person every 6 months, it would only take 20 years for the whole world to hear about Christ. That's 7 billion people in the world that would reach. If one person told, just every 6 months, told it to one person. That's amazing. It would only take 20 years. How come it has taken us so long? Because churches, they come, they sit, they enjoy, and then they go on their way. They don't ever tell anybody God loves them. They don't ever tell anybody. They don't ever pray anybody. They see hurting people, and they're like, I just want to avoid them. But the same way that God wants to save you, the same way that God reached you when you were at your lowest of low point and said, go get them. God wants to reach other people the same way Jesus wants to reach. He wants to reach people. He wants to reach. That's why I tell everybody. I really don't care. I tell everybody because it's good news. I was telling everybody about the clubs and everything back in the day, you know? Oh, I found this club, man. It got good music. I used to dance a lot of Mexican music. You guys don't know. But then I married a white girl. I love you, baby. She listens to this later. Yeah, we got a video now. So we need to share Jesus. He is good. Now, like I said, you might not know the whole Bible. You don't need to know the whole Bible. The only thing you need to know is what God has done for you. What God has done in your life, what God is doing in your life, and we should share those things. If anybody's ever hurting, see, a lot of people, they put on this fake smile and they'll go about their jobs and they'll act like everything is fine. They'll even cheer you on. But sometimes they're hurting deep down inside. And they need somebody to invite them either to church or tell them about Jesus or tell them what God has done in your life, because it will bless them. See, there's a lot of testimonies in this place. And I wish I can tell each and every one of you about every one of you's story, because you guys have a great one. Whenever I talk to you guys, whenever I see how God is working in your lives, it's amazing to me. It still amazes me. And God is good. And somebody needs to hear you what God has done in your life, whether you didn't come to church for forever, or how God has blessed you, or even though you're struggling, you have peace because God has given it to you. You can testify to those things. God is good. I remember a while back, I was going through some very tough times, but yet I would go to work and I was still witness to people. I was still telling them about Christ. And I remember one guy, he goes, "How can you be so good? I mean, your Your whole life is a mess. I go, yeah, but I got God. Amen? We need to share Jesus. People are hurting, they're suffering, dealing with depression. They need a Savior. You never know who's dealing with depression. Our teenagers are dealing with a lot of depression. Going through school and everything. And you can look at them and they'll completely be fine because that's the act that they put. But deep down inside, they're hurting. And I know because I used to be a youth pastor and I used to research all these things. And sometimes that's why they act out. So somebody needs to hear about it. Somebody needs to hear your testimony because your testimony can bless somebody. Whether you're good at writing, whether you're good at texting, tweeting, Facebook, whatever it is. We got all this technology. And that's why we're going to use all this technology to reach the people here. God gave me a two-part vision to reach this community. Number one, the people hurting around here that need him. Number two, to reach the world. Because God is tired of these plain church. They come to church, have a good time, good word, yeah. Then they go eat at Denny's and it's like it's all good. They don't ever tell anybody about God. That's not how the disciples did it back in the day. Jesus commanded them to go tell everybody. The way I have saved you, I want to save your neighbor. I want to save your sister, your brother, your cousin, your aunt. I want to save them. So when we get to heaven, it's the whole family up there. Not just you, but everybody. You need to share Jesus. They need salvation. And like I said, God doesn't use perfect people. He uses the willing, a willing vessel. And he can use somebody that's willing that says, God, here I am. Take my gifts, whatever I can do, whatever you've put in me, just here I am, Lord. Use them however you want. I have learned so much. I've made music videos of other artists. I've produced albums. I made beats. I make album covers. I make posters. I've studied the media and the way it works. I am licensed for TV, radio, everything. Because I saw how all these things were affecting our young people. I saw how they were affecting people. Use me, Lord. And everything that I've learned, if I looked for colleges, I looked for universities, and they were too expensive. It would have cost me $50,000 to $100,000. Everything that I know. But God showed it to me just because I was willing. He showed it. I studied. I errors and trials, and sometimes I'd be stressed out like, God, I don't know how to do this. Guys like, be patient, calm down. My daughter has a little song, and every time she gets mad, she sings this little song. My little four-year-old, she sings this little song. It says, when you're mad and you want to roar, take a deep breath, count to four. It's funny, she did it the other day. She was mad at her mama. Because her mama wouldn't give her Cheetos for breakfast. And she's like, ah! And I go, remember your song? And she's like, take a deep breath, count to four. And she, I was like, you okay? Like, yeah, I'm okay now. Share Jesus. People are hurting. We need to share him. He is good. He's good in our lives. He's doing great things in us. We need to share them. Invite somebody. Invite somebody to church. I'm not asking you to preach the whole Bible. I'm not asking you to do all these things, have a Bible study and, oh, I got to do all this. No. Just tell them. Tell them what God is doing in your life. Or invite them to church. When you see somebody, give them a flyer, do something. Amen. We need to share the gospel. And that's for everybody. That's not just my job. That's your job. You guys are disciples. God has given you all the authority. It says right here, he has given you all the authority, right? All the authority to cast out demons, to do great miracles. He's given you all the authority in his name. Understand that. When demons see you, okay, they're not afraid of you. They're like, who is this guy? But then you can say, I come in Jesus' name. And they have to bow. Everything will bow in the name of Jesus. Everything. The rocks, the mountains, everything. What do we talk about that? In Jesus' name, you would cast out a mountain, right? In Jesus' name. Everything obeys in Jesus' name. Everything, the mountains, the grass, everything. Because he is the creator. So that mountain will move in the name of Jesus. Whatever trials, tribulations you're going through, it all must bow down in the name of Jesus, in his name. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jews, then the Gentiles. It is the power of God. This gospel is the power. It's the power. Matthew 10. If you want to go there real quick, we'll go there. And it says, Matthew 10. Chapter 32. Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father, who's in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father, who's in heaven. So, he's saying, if you confess me before people, I will confess you before my Father when you get to heaven. If you deny me before people, I will deny you. That basically means if you deny him in this world, he will deny you heaven. Because he had called you, he had said, be bold for me. You are mine. You are mine. So we must not deny him. When situations occur and people are looking at you and they might say, well, you're a Christian? You are a Christian? Say, yeah, I'm not perfect. By far means, I'm not perfect, but God is doing something within me. That's what you can say. God is doing something. You don't have to be perfect. He uses the willing. And don't worry about the people that persecute you because you are a Christian. God will bless you. He will make them look like fools. I've had so many people be mad at me and just hate me for being the way that I am. Oh, that guy thinks he's bad. No, I know I'm bad, baby. No, I thought I was bad back in the world. And I wasn't afraid of nothing back in the world. Back before I knew Christ, I wasn't afraid of anything. Bring it on. And so now that I have Christ, I'm definitely not afraid. Because now I fight for the good fight. I fight for the right side, the winning side. He's got my back. And I've gone into places where there's gangs up in Phoenix and they have their guns there and they're drinking 40s. And I walked straight up to them. One time I walked straight up to them. I had a red shirt, a red hat, some red Nikes. And it was on the south side and there were Cribs. They were all in blue. And I walk up to them and they grab their guns and they're like, they're getting ready to shoot me. And I go, you know, I'm here to invite you to church over here. We were having an outreach, and they're like, what? I was like, yeah. I go, look, I rap. Here's my CD. I want to give it to you guys. I want to invite you guys. And I started talking to them. And at the end, we shook hands. We gave each other hugs. And they didn't come over, but they were listening. They're like, oh, you know, we're drinking. I was like, it's all good. But they sat there and they heard what was going on. But I wasn't afraid. Even though they had guns and things like that, I wasn't afraid. What can they do to me? They shoot me dead, I get to go to heaven and party. What's up? I'm up in heaven just partying, right? I'm with Jesus, baby. But I know as long as I do God's will, he's got my back. If I step out of God's will, then I'm on my own. But as long as I'm on God's will, he's got my back. I'm not afraid of anything. Amen? We need to share him. The Bible says that when one sinner comes to Christ, the whole heaven rejoices, all of it. They all rejoice. They're up there partying over one person that says, God, forgive me. Forgive me of my sins, Lord God. Save me. Says that the whole heaven rejoices. All the angels, everything, over one person. Imagine that. They celebrate over one person. When you first came to church and you said, God, here I am, the whole heavens rejoiced. Jesus was partying up, say, that, I love her. I love him. Look at that. He came to me, finally. So we need to share Jesus. Because you never know who's hurting. You never know who's suffering. You never know who's going through something. Even though they might look perfectly fine. They might be rich. They might got a Bentley or whatever. It might look like they got it going on. But inside they might be hurting. Inside they have a void because they don't have God. Amen? So we need to share him. And not just like Jesus, but share him. Not just like the status on Facebook, just share it. Amen? Stand up real quick. Can you play one of those songs? We need to share Jesus with the world. And like I said, it only takes one person to share him with one person. And you ain't got to know the whole Bible. You just got to know what God is doing in your life.